My beloved brothers and sisters, I am grateful, as always, just to be with you and to be near you. These last 6 months, I have felt your love and support and prayers time and time again, and wish to thank you most sincerely for them. General Conference is always a glorious event, but this conference is even more special because we celebrate the semicentennial of the organization of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The history of the Church is essentially the history of its individual members. One of the best ways to celebrate righteous history is to make more of it, make more righteous history. In this connection, you will recall that a year ago, you were called upon to stretch yourselves in further service, included in the counsel given then was this succession, that suggestion that each active member or family bring an individual or a family into the church by the time the April 1980 conference arrived. That conference is now here. Did we do it, or are we, some of us, still being neighbors as usual, not yet fully sharing the gospel with the friends and neighbors? As we speak of sharing the gospel, let me say that the First Presidency has just been advised by the missionary group of the church, the committee, that as of last week, we had 30,004 full-time missionaries, that this is the largest number of missionaries ever in the history of the church. What a glorious work they are performing, and what blessedness they bring into the lives of our Father's children throughout the whole world who hearken to their message of joy and peace and salvation. Brethren and sisters, there are more young men who can and should fill missions out in the mission field. Presently, they represent 79% of our total missionary force. We have not reached our potential. The young sisters serving represent 13% of the total. 8% of the total missionary force is represented by older couples. What a blessing their maturity and experience are wherever they serve. With the divine commission, we have to share the gospel with the entire world. We do indeed need many more missionaries. Remember that the field is white, all ready to serve to the harvest. You will recall also our saying last year, the General Conference, and in the seminaries for the regional representatives, that some further program adjustments were coming. We said at that time, we see ourselves as positioning our people so that the Latter-day Saints can give greater attention to family life, can focus more on certain simple basic things, can render more because of Christian service, and can have greater effectiveness in all of these things. Through the process of simplification, scheduling, proper priorities, and by honoring the priesthood line, those adjustments, as you have recently learned now, have been made. We have come confidently that there is as a result, we will indeed see an upsurge in quality, family life, in Christian service, and in attendance at church meetings. We hope, for instance, that either before or after your series of Sunday meetings, depending upon your particular consolidated meeting schedule, you will do what the Savior asked the Nephite disciples to do. After he taught them, he asked them to go to their homes and to ponder and to pray over what was said. Let us keep that pattern in our minds. We also said last year that we have paused on some plateaus long enough, and then we can give an emphasis to councils, family councils, ward and state councils, and on through the area and church-wide councils. If you continue to observe carefully, you will see how all of these developments are pointing us in the direction as a people. We are being positioned to do more perfectly that which the Lord has given us to do. May we suggest that in our desire to enrich family life in the church and to provide more time for Christian service, we make sure we do not overlook the tens of thousands of single Latter-day Saints who do not live in a traditional Latter-day Saint family setting. Please do not neglect these wonderful brothers and sisters. A year ago, it was also observed that our success will largely be determined on how faithfully we focus on living the gospel in the home. That is surely true, and in like manner, we will be spiritually successful to the degree that we are good neighbors and good friends to those in the household of faith and to our November non-member friends. With the announcement just made of the construction of 7 new temples, there begins the most intensive period of temple work building in the history of the church. The building of these temples must be accompanied by a strong emphasis on genealogical research on the part of all members of the church. We feel an urgency for this great work to be accomplished and encourage members to accept this responsibility. Members do so by writing their personal and family histories and participating in the name extraction program when called to do so, completing their four-generation research and then continuing their family research in order to redeem their kindred dead, to assist and give encouragement to this important work. The genealogical department, under the direction of the First Presidency and the Council of the Twelve, has organized another world conference on records to be held in Salt Lake City in August of this sesquicentennial year. Experts in family history from 30 countries will present 4 days of seminars to an audience of participants from around the world. We encourage all who can to attend. Brothers and sisters, we rejoice in the 15 decades of progress of this, the Lord's Church. We want to keep faith with that small but noble band of souls who assembled in the Peter Whitmer home 150 years ago for the purpose of formally organizing the church. We can keep faith by helping the church to grow in numbers and also in spirituality. We can count our growing membership. We can count the increasing numbers of stakes. These numbers thrill us as they indicate the progress we are making and remind us likewise that we must achieve in even more major ways in the years ahead. We can also tell that we are making progress by the attention we are getting from the adversary. Do not falter, nor be distressed when others misrepresent us, sometimes deliberately and sometimes in ignorance. This has been the lot of the Lord's people from the beginning, and it will be no difference in our time. Brothers and sisters, pray for the critics of the church. Love your enemies. Keep the faith and stay on the straight and narrow path. Use wisdom and judgment in what you say and do, so that we do not give cause to others to hold the church or its people in disrepute. Do not be surprised or dismayed if trials and challenges come upon us. This work, which Satan seeks in vain to tear down, is that which God has placed on the earth to lift mankind up. I have lived for more than half the 150 years the restored church has been upon the earth in this last dispensation. I have witnessed its marvelous growth until it now is established in four corners of the earth, as the prophet Joseph said. Our missionaries are going forth to different nations, and in Germany, Palestine, New Holland, Australia, the East Indies, and other places. The standards of truth, the standard has been erected. No unhallowed hand can stop the work from progressing. Persecutions may rage, mobs may combine, armies may assemble, calumny may defame, But the truth of God will go forth nobly, boldly, nobly and independent till it has penetrated every continent, visited every clime, swept every country, and sounded in every ear, till the purposes of God shall be accomplished, and the great Jehovah shall say, the work is done. Let us then press on confidently in the work of the Lord as we look forward to the glorious years of promise ahead through our faithfulness and diligence. All that God has promised will be fulfilled. This is His work. The gospel is divine and true. And Christ, Jesus is the Christ and our Redeemer. May the Lord bless us all as we begin this great sesquicentennial conference of His church. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.